You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Travis don't want to be one.
Are you sleeping with him?
Yes.
You know what? The only reason he was with you is because you spread your legs.
Facebook fights.
It's Facebook fights time. Every Tuesday right around this time, we get together and relive the digital drama that occurs online. This started as like Facebook exclusive and has branched out to those neighborhood apps and everything else. When you see digital drama, send it over to Rumble at fm99.com and we'll throw it in. In round number one, or I should say bout number one, Facebook fights this morning, Tony has some strong thoughts about cat people. Cat people show up in Facebook fights bout number one.
If someone has more than three cats, they have severe emotional issues. Just saying.
What is that supposed to mean? Are you making fun of me? I have five cats and do not have emotional issues. Weird post, dude.
Five cats? Is that even legal?
It's a free country. Who cares how many cats somebody has?
Well, maybe the neighbors.
Carla, I didn't mean to call you out as so emotional. However, you kind of proven my point that cat people are a little unstable. Just saying.
So, you are talking about me? I don't get where this cat attack is coming from. Cat people are some of the best people on the planet. How dare you say these things about me and my fur babies?
Look, how emotional you're getting? It's just proven my point that crazy cat people are mentally wired in a goofy way. It's not healthy. I'm just saying.
I still want to know if it's legal.
Look, if you type "I'm just saying" one more time, I'm going to show you how unstable I am. I'm going to bring my cats over to eat your face off. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're not unstable at all.
Well, I was in your corner, but when you started talking about your cats eating faces off and all.
They're my fur babies.
Yeah, you're totally fine. Hashtag just saying.
Ah, the cat people. Yes. In bout number two. Ooh, snap. Somebody's calling out the misbehaving boyfriend online. It's Facebook fights, bout number two. And it starts with Tawny, who says,
if your man's name is Brent, and he was having his bachelor party at Margaritaville, he was flirting with his waitress the whole night, asking for her number, and said, I don't give a frick when you called and complained that he wasn't wearing his engagement ring. I would leave him, sis.
That was, very, specific.
Yeah, Brent, you got called the F out, buddy.
How do we know it ain't a broke-ass waitress lying because he didn't tip her as much as she'd like?
It can't be ruled out, I guess. Hashtag thirsty waitresses.
So, Cindy, I'm guessing Brent is your man?
No, I didn't say that. But no, let's not act like some dudes aren't scum who will cheat just because.
Ooh, Brent boy is in trouble. In trouble. Does this kind of sing you songy? Oh, wait, let me sing you songy. I'm sorry. Brent boy is in trouble.
It often happens during the filming of a major motion picture. Someone will read the direction in the script out loud.
Back to one. Line.
Thank you, two.
Line. Here we are.
Yes. Tawny, can we skip the high school drama stuff of he looked at someone else, he's a cheater, and go back to the last part of what you said?
That he got upset when his girlfriend called and she said he didn't have his engagement ring on?
Yep, that's the part.
Well, what about that?
I'm just thinking any man that wears an engagement ring probably sits down when he pees, and cheating on you might be the least of your worries.
Shut up, Eddie. Lots of guys pee sitting down.
Does he take his engagement ring off to pee? Just asking. Hashtag pinkies out.
And now the main event. Boy, I've seen this firsthand, buddy. This is it's interesting. An interesting argument. The face mask fight continues in Facebook fights. Bout number three. And it starts with Ross. To the lady at the airport who wouldn't let me sit next to her because of the 6 foot thing. Hey, you're about to get on a plane and be less than 1 foot from somebody else. Get over it.
Yeah, seriously? People, jeez. Sheeple. Oh my God.
So, it's the rule, you guys. She had every right to keep you 6 feet away.
Again, she was about to board an airplane with no social distancing.
Yeah, what a bee. I'm so tired of this crap.
Was she maybe disabled or immune compromised?
Gee, Leslie girl, I don't know. She's getting on a plane.
Maybe she really needed to get somewhere.
Yeah, you're missing the point here.
You really are.
Oh, I'm not missing anything. She wanted her 6 feet. That's her right.
Guys, can you help me out here, please?
Yeah, Leslie, his point is that in a few minutes from that point, she was not going to have a choice.
She was going to have to sit right next to someone. Jeez.
So?
So? Well, then what's the point of denying me a seat? There was nowhere else to sit.
Again, it's the rule.
But, oh, never mind.
Oh, you see, yeah, forget it.
Damn, it just occurred to me. The sheeple are winning. Hashtag rules.
The sheeple are winning. The tide has turned. It's Facebook fights. Every Tuesday right around this time, we get together and relive these little digital dramatic moments. If you see one, send them over to us. Send it to rumble@fm99.com. Take some screen captures if you would. Don't send links, because many times the links are broken or we don't have access that you have because they're your Facebook friends.